Had Abeloth permitted a holographic transmission instead of a simple verbal one, Tola Annex would have seen something that might well have haunted her for the rest of her days, if it had not snapped her mind permanently. On the floor of ship's interior was a collection of pulsing, half-formed body parts, attached in a way that no student of any kind of anatomy would recognize. It shifted and writhed, a human foot popping out here, a tentacle there, then subsiding back to a no-shaped thing that undulated for a moment, before a face formed with gray eyes to see. It was a human face, peering out from the otherwise formless, undulating mass that was Abeloth. The gray eyes were fixed on the wall, which was transmitting images from dozens of different holonews channels. Beings of all species were reporting on uprisings, on the latest word from the interim government of the GA, on the Jedi, on the Imperial Remnant, on the influx of new senators. Abeloth saw the jowly face of Padmal Ovin of Clatooine, the beaming, charming smile of Rikari Kem of Karras, the reptilian visage of Jedi Master Saba Sebatine glaring at holocams being shoved in her face, and the elegant Senator Haydnet Treen courting those same holocams, protesters marching. She saw funeral pyres for slain Octusi, the grave face of Perry Needmo announcing a scholarship in the name of the late journalist Mati Vaunt. The human mouth smiled, widening slowly, stretching across the face as the gray eyes grew black with tiny pinpricks of light. Oh yes, other plans to execute